I'm here with Ina Burmeister, Development Director at RMCHCS and working with the Western Health Foundation. Hello, Ina.
Hello, Rachel.
We're here to talk about Charity Invitational 21. This is the 21st?
Yes, it is.
There are several events coming up.
We had our first event in July. We had the Great Muddy Run on July 22, and we actually did that in partnership with UNM Gallup, which was new this year. And that was a fun event, challenging event. I'm told for those that go to these endurance races that it was very difficult and challenging and worthwhile. So it is an event that we are going to continue with going forward, which we're really pleased with. The next event is our trap shoot competition, and this is going to be held on Saturday, September 23. A little bit different. Usually we have started in the morning, but this time we're going to be starting at 1 o'clock and have an afternoon trap shoot competition. We wanted to try a new time just to, you know, see if that works better for folks' schedule. We really are hoping that those who enjoy this kind of competition will come out not only to participate, but also observe. So you can register ahead of time, or you can even register on site the day of the event. The next event, which is the following week, is a golf tournament. And that's, of course, what Charity Invitational is named after. And the tournament will be on Friday, September 29. We are going to be holding it at the Grants Golf Course again this year. We actually were hoping that we could have it in Gallup, but the golf course isn't quite ready. And when we talked to city officials, we all agreed that we didn't want to jeopardize the good work that's being done there. So we were willing to wait another year. So hopefully next year we can have it here in Gallup. But this year it's going to be in Grants on Friday, September 29. The tea time is at 8:30 in the morning. We're looking forward to a really fun event. I have teams signing up, so if you are a business person and want to sponsor a team, we should get them signed up as soon as possible. And also any individuals that want to participate, just give us a call and we can get you on a golf team.
And that is at the Coyote del Malpais course?
Yes, you say that much better than I do. It's a lovely course, and we'll have a great event with, you know, prizes, raffle prizes, golf hole competitions. So we're looking forward to a very nice, enjoyable day there. And then the culmination of charity, as we all know, is the gala event. That's on Saturday night, September 30. It will be held at Red Rock Park. We will begin the gala with a champagne hors d'oeuvre cocktail hour, and it's that starts at 6 o'clock. That will go from 6 until 7, and then the banquet begins at 7 o'clock that evening. We are very pleased to announce that Mr. John Dowling is this year's Charity Invitational honoree. Many of you may know John. He is President Emeritus at Pinnacle Bank. He actually was a founding member of the Western Health Foundation in 1986. He also served on the hospital merger board and then on the hospital board when the two hospitals merged and became Rehoboth McKinley Christian Healthcare Services. Not only has Mr. Dowling been very instrumental in helping to improve health care in the community, but he's worked on all kinds of boards and committees and just really has a passion for, you know, for our community and doing what is best for our community. We are delighted to honor him, and we'll be, you know, doing that at the gala event, making a special presentation, and he will be speaking as well.
The major beneficiary of this year's Charity Invitational is the Wellness Center.
Last year, when we had our Charity Invitational, we already knew that the project, which was a Wellness Center, was going to be a two-year project. The Wellness Center was just one of our larger projects that we've done in a number of years. And what we have done and are doing is taking the old Gallup Dialysis Building, which is located right next to Red Rock Clinic, and renovating it into a wellness center. So if you think about it, it's an interesting concept, because what it was used before was really just keeping people alive via dialysis. And now what we're doing is using the facility to keep people healthy and well before getting to that point. So the project initially started out as a $1.5 million project. Last year we raised over $750,000 towards that project. This past year, the renovation has been taking place. Which is not surprising, the cost increased from $1.5 million to $1.6 million. And then in addition to that, we also need to purchase new equipment, which could be anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000. So all in all, it's pretty much close to a $2 million project. So like I said, we knew that this would be a two-year project, so this is year two. And we are very excited about it because it is an amazing facility. It is beautiful. It is inspiring. We really think it's going to enhance the good work that's already being done by our rehabilitation team. And in addition, we have space for community health classes, some exercise classes that will be open to the community. All that, of course, once the center is open, you know, we'll be promoting what's available. It's not a gym. It's not, you know, buy a membership and come and work out. But it is a place where you can, you know, get information, education, you know, be involved in classes.
In looking at the logistics of the community coming in to use the facilities, has there been any discussion about how that would look, how the cost of maintaining the fitness center would be augmented by participants that are coming in?
Most of the use, of course, is clinical. Our current rehabilitation services all takes place in the lower level of the hospital, and their space is very small. So this is going to give them four times the amount of space that they have now. So really a lot of the cost or the revenue will come from, you know, the clinical side with physical therapy, speech therapy, wound care, stroke therapy. So that's really what's going to keep the fitness center or the wellness center. Diabetes education is another component to the wellness center. So I think, you know, that's really where the revenue will come from.
With any public organization, you have to also be concerned about security. So is it simply going to be an extension of current security at RMCHCS, or are you looking at particular needs that you might have there, especially if you have community members coming in to take classes?
Yes, of course, Rachel. We will use what we have, and I am sure that we'll have to augment and add additional, you know, security for that. Employees will also have an opportunity to use the lower level for fitness, because we really do want to encourage wellness among our own employees. And so that means some extended hours for the lower level. The upper level, which is the more clinical space, will have regular hours, daytime hours.
Looking at Charity Invitational historically, has it always been a project-based fundraiser? You have a particular goal you want to raise money for?
In my time here, which has been over 10 years, surprisingly, it has been. We've had a number of projects. Things that come to mind are the renovation of College Clinic and Red Rock Clinic, the purchase of a pediatric monitoring system, an MRI. So we've done a lot of equipment over the years. Before my time, they did the cardiac rehab center. They raised money for the sleep lab. So yeah, it's been very project-based. 3 years ago, we raised over $500,000 to reopen the behavioral health program. This is the first time we've done it over 2 years, but yes, it has been project-based.
Has there been any discussion about possibly augmenting fundraising efforts for these kinds of projects with, for instance, crowdfunding?
We have touched upon it, but we certainly haven't looked into it as deeply as we might at some point down the road.
If someone wants to register for the trap shoot on September 23rd or the golf tournament at Coyote del Malpais in Grants, the golf course there, or they want to qualify to come to the gala, what's involved? Who do they talk to? Where do they go?
The simplest answer is simply to give me a call. And my number is 505-863-7287. 505-863-7287. I think that way you can get your questions answered, you can register, and I can get the needed information. You're always welcome to send an email, and that's iburmeister@rmchcs.org. So either by email or phone call. And sometimes people just come and stop by my office and ask questions. So I'm available and open to any way you want to contact me.
Let's spell that out. So email iburmeister@rmchcs.org. Again, that phone number.
505-863-7287.
What are the deadlines? How much time do people have to sign up teams for either the trap shoot or the golf tournament?
The trap shoot, you can actually even sign up on site if you want. We'd like to have names ahead of time just so we sort of know what to expect. There's really no deadline. If you call me by Friday, the day before, so at least we have a list. But if you just want to come and sign up, the golf tournament, we really would like to have our team set the week before the golf tournament. So the golf tournament is on the 29th. So by that Monday before, we definitely would like to have all our names by then.
By the 25th.
Yeah.
Does it go without saying that if anyone's participating in either the trap shoot or the golf tournament, that it's assumed they must have their own equipment?
Not for the trap shoot, necessarily. There are shotguns there that are available for people who don't have their own to use. And you don't even have to be an experienced trap shooter. We welcome folks at any level, and we have folks there that are willing to teach and show. So sometimes we have people that just want to come just to experience it. So that's, you know, for the trap shoot. For the golf tournament, yes, you will need to bring a set of golf clubs to be able to participate. We really just would love to encourage as many people as possible to participate in our activities, whether it's a trap shoot, the golf tournament, or the gala, or all three. We are working with, you know, encouraging businesses to come in as sponsors. We have quite a large goal to reach with a $2 million project to raise as much as we can to offset that cost. But if you don't want to participate, we welcome any donations of any amount towards the project. So if you just simply want to make a donation, we would be very grateful for that.
Traditionally, have you had many of the same families participating in the Charity Invitational each year?
We have our faithful participants, those that support us year after year. And then we have new folks that come in every year. So I never know what to expect from year to year. There's always some wonderful surprises of people that haven't participated in the past that come and join in. So yes, we do have that core group, but then we also get a lot of new folks that participate.
We've talked about this before, that for a time the Western Health Foundation was renamed as RMCHCS Foundation, but then it came back to Western Health Foundation. And just again, to discuss that, why do you think the Western Health Foundation label is very important now?
The Western Health Foundation is important in the sense that where we are going as a foundation is that we want to have an identity that is more connected to the region that we're serving, but we want to expand our reach to get others interested in what we're doing here. And the foundation is going through, you know, kind of some interesting changes too. We have a different board. Dr. Tom Carmody is our current foundation president. He was on the foundation board when it started in the 1980s. And last summer, we actually had a strategic planning session. And in addition to Charity Invitational, which is more of a project-based fundraising, what we're looking at is long-term strategies for supporting behavioral health issues in our community and also diabetes prevention. So those are two things that we're looking at long-term, and so we feel that having the name Western Health Foundation makes more sense than RMCHCS Foundation at this point.
You just had your first collaborative fundraising effort with UNM Gallup Branch. Could you see in the future doing more collaborative events with, say, Navajo Nation Special Diabetes Project or UNM or other entities in the area?
We are very interested in collaborating, whether it's fundraising or simply collaborating on addressing issues, working together. For example, the behavioral health issues in the community. We work with the city, the county, Navajo Nation. So yes, collaboration is very important. The fundraising collaboration was a unique experience, and we liked it. We thought it was appropriate. So we're open to seeing, you know, what the future holds in terms of collaborations.
I've been speaking with Ina Burmeister, Development Director for RMCHCS and also Executive Director of the Western Health Foundation. Well, thank you so much.